Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. You know, it's you have first world problems when you want to go for a run because the air is breathable, and then you hear that it might not be breathable this weekend. But the Call of Duty Coldwear Alpha is out, and it looks and plays amazing. As I played it for just a couple minutes right now, and I want so bad to play a video game, but I have to run so I don't turn into a fat ass. Those are definitely first world problems. You might remember Charles Barkley when he had the fake show on Saturday Night Live, White People Problem. Fred Armisen and Rachel Dratz, and he's like, what's your big problem? He goes, well, we got invited to a party and they said no gifts, but he gave us a gift, so we kind of feel like we should give him a gift and he'll be expecting it. But then the other people will think like, hey, it said no gifts, and why are you giving a gift? Aren't you trying to show off? And will he be mad? And he's like, yeah, these are some white people problems right here. All right, let's talk some sports. 1-800-878-PLAY. How about the Miami Hizzle? Got to talk about that. Also, I have to finish up Rick's picks. Got a lot more games to go. Just to remind you, if you're joining late, I have picked Titans over Jags, Bucks over Panthers, Bills over Dolphins, Cowboys over Falcons, Steelers over Broncos. I basically picked the favorite in every game. But I'll tell you this, last week, I got three wrong. Three wrong. That's it. Also, we have Chad Lee coming up on the other side. Talk a little bit about President's Run as well. So, as I mentioned, the lines are available. 1-800-878-PLAY. Other ways of listening to the programming on your smartphone, apropos applications, include TuneIn Radio app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. If you have a cut or a tear in your clothing or your couch, we'll go ahead and stitch that up. CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2 on your cable provider. Great to have you with us if you're listening on your TV set. Very surreal experience. There's a vine of me riding a unicycle with no seat on there. The Twitter is at Rick Tittle, too, as I enunciate my T's. Quick break. We'll come on back with Hour 3.
And now, today's Real Ketones Good Health Tip. Beginning your low-carb lifestyle? Just start simple. Number one, pick protein. Chicken, beef, pork, turkey, seafood, and eggs. Number two, pick low-carb veggies. Cauliflower, broccoli, zucchini, cucumbers, etc. Number three, add good fats. Butter, cheese, bacon, avocado, and nuts. It's that simple. And now a word from Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. If you knew there was an energy shot that also helped you lose weight, would you try it? Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots give you sustained energy without the sugar jitters or crash. That's why Keto Energy Shots constantly get five-star reviews. The secret is our patented all-natural ingredient DBHB. This powerful ingredient revs up your metabolism and turns your body into a fat-burning machine in only minutes. Feel energized while shredding unwanted pounds. Pull into a CVS now and look for Keto Energy Shots in the weight loss aisle. Or go to Real Ketones.com.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hello again, and welcome to the show.
Rick Tittle's got a black belt in keeping it real.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome a couple of gentlemen to the show, Chad Lee and Taylor Scott. They are the creative minds over at Ikin, I-K-I-N, and they have a new iOS game, which is free to play, called President's Run. Chad, let's start with you. What was the genesis behind this project?
Great, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show. The genesis was actually during the 2012 campaign between Romney and Obama. We just thought there'd be a cool way to help people kind of get involved with those characters. So we created an Endless Runner back then, and it was pretty successful. It hit the number one spot like a month after it was released. And what we do differently with this game is we collect the mileage that you're running in the game, and we post it on our website as a poll. So every mile that players run, that's kind of what separates us from anything else, is we keep track of all those, so you can go on the site and see who's winning. And it went really well back then. We effectively predicted that Obama would win, and so we thought, hey, you know, people had a lot of fun there, let's do the same thing this year. And so we revamped the game, we put in new characters, and we put it out there. It just released last week, and it looks like people are having a lot of fun with it.
Taylor, this is a little bit different from games like Super Bernie World, which was basically the people over at Bernie Sanders, they were trying to get you to vote. And, of course, people are more creative with millennials and trying to get them into their hearts and minds any which way they can. There are also some apps that just want you to vote in general, especially the Democrats want to rock the vote, so to speak. But this is nonpartisan, is that correct?
Indeed, yeah. One thing that we're really excited about is it's giving a voice to every single person. I mean, and one day you can both play as Donald Trump running to get votes in a rainbow Afro wig, and you can play as Joe Biden in a Wisconsin cheese hat. So both, it's nonpartisan, and really it's an evolution. It's the first time and ever that people will be able to actually enjoy polling. You think about polling, everything from people feeling as though they're not properly heard or things are biased. We don't really have any of those issues here. It's, you're able to play in a fun way and enjoy being able to support whatever individual you think of.
And if you think, oh, I'm so sick of Biden and Trump, you can play, I love this, Zombie Washington, or my favorite, Frankenstein Lincoln, huh, Chad?
Yeah, we have the All-Stars, although they didn't age quite well. And we released new characters as well. And in this version, we are also celebrating world leaders as well. So we have Jacinda Ardern from New Zealand, Vladimir Putin, and Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, Jacinda Ardern, only 40 years old, doing a great job in New Zealand right now. But you mentioned people like Putin. I mean, you'll get a visceral reaction of just rage from some people, or you'll mention Kamala Harris, and they're like, oh, I love her, or I hate her. And so do you sometimes people think you're stepping on toes when you're just trying to make a game here?
I don't think so. The way we approach this game is we want to have fun with these characters, not make fun of them. There's so much stuff happening in the world today. It's just the negative campaigning, all the negative stuff that's happening. We just thought, you know, let's celebrate your character. There's nothing derogatory in the game at all. You can just have fun with whoever you want to.
Speaking with Chad Lee and Taylor Scott about the game President's Run. Taylor, how is it that you at ICANN came together with React Games?
Well, ICANN is very passionate about changing, as I mentioned before, human experiences. ICANN's real glory here is that next year we're going to be launching the world's first mobile holographic platform. So this huge library of content that we're building now, President's Run being the first of a rather wide net of different applications that we're going to be bringing onto the App Store, are actually going to be massively translated next year to where you'll be able to play these games in a 2D state, but also be able to go into an open projected hologram state with your mobile phone. So we're excited about being able to bring that. One reason why, again, as we mentioned, we're so passionate about President's Run being first is because it really is the first of its kind, being able to take a very serious subject that's on everyone's minds right now, especially leading up to November, being able to humanize it and enjoy the experience of being involved in a political system rather than being so polarized.
And Chad, what is it like when you've got people who will say, you know, this is a throwaway game, it's a port, it's a platformer, it's just for the election, and then we'll all forget about it. And you'd say, no, maybe it's thematic, but this is actually a fun game, it's a unique game, and it's not just a port.
Right. Our plan in designing what initially was for President's Run, the political candidates, but we're with a free-to-play game like this, we're always going to be releasing new content, and that's why we release really fun characters like the zombie, the ex-presidents. We have some really interesting takes on some of the past presidents, which include, you know, all of them. But we're also bringing in world leaders as well, and hopefully we can get, you know, presidents of companies. So it's not just world leaders, but I can imagine Bezos and some of those other ones, you know, running and people running for different issues.
And Taylor, you know, you mentioned the holograms, and I know you guys got your seed funding in, you got your $5 million, congratulations. For me, I think for most of us, our first hologram was, you know, help me, Obi-Wan, you're our only hope. How are you going to do this in augmented reality to manipulate environments?
Oh, great question. Yeah, again, for me, that moment is definitely burned into my brain. It's a really unique combination of a lens architecture system that you'll be hearing more about very, very soon, and a unique type of artificial intelligence. And we actually impregnate that into the phone and allow it to do a lot of work for the user. So you'll actually, for the first time, be able to have that, you know, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope, but real time with two different individuals. So you can actually have that as your real-time communication system. And again, instead of, you know, having to use goggles or eyewear, it's actually open space with your mobile device. So it's a very convenient way of taking a somewhat distant technology. You know, we've been talking about Princess Leia for how many years, and actually humanizing it and giving it to you right now.
And Chad, I'm sure there are some Android people thinking, oh, I guess we're left out, but you guys are working on getting it over to the Google people, right?
Yeah, we're actually putting the final touches on that, and the Android version will be released in a matter of days.
Taylor, have you had any of the candidates approach you and say, hey, this is going to be popular, and it's already been popular in the past, so, you know, almost like Animal Crossing, where we can get some political signs in the dirt here. Have you had any of the parties or candidates approach you about maybe trying to slip into your back pocket there?
No, we haven't. Again, this is a new application, so it's already had some really great responses. We haven't had any of those conversations yet. And again, the hallmark of this application is we're not biased toward any one side. So when it comes to that, a major push for us on the president's run side is to keep it neutral in both of those positions, so everyone has an equal ability to engage with the system. And when you think about it, you can play as any of these characters, Trump, Biden, whatnot. The same ending occurs at the end of it. If you get hit too many times, you explode into a batch of banana cream pies and bowling pins. So, you know, we're very passionate about keeping it to where everybody gets to play the exact same way.
And one last question, Chad. I've always maintained that we'll play a game if it's fun. You know, I don't care about frame rate and frames per second and the actors and the pixelation or how much hype or if you have a commercial during the Super Bowl. I mean, we played Tetris because it was fun. There was nothing graphically groundbreaking there. So what about the fun factor in this game?
Oh, I think the fun factor is definitely there. And that's, we spent a lot of time in the very beginning making sure it was really fun and simple. So really, it's your character is running from left to right. You tap on the screen to make him jump, and that's it. You're collecting votes as you're going through. You're collecting boosts to help you get more mileage. And the funny thing is my mother-in-law, I introduced her to it as kind of a test case. She sat down an entire weekend, and she supports a certain candidate. I won't tell you who, but I heard this President's Run music that I'm already tired of because I've played it so much all weekend long. She just kept playing over and over, and she's, you know, mid-70s, and she just kept on going. She loves the fact that she's contributing, and it is an easy game. As you get further along, for those gamers out there, it gets really hard, and so it gets really frantic. So it kind of grabs both markets there, the gamers and the non-gamers.
Very cool. And one last question for you, Taylor. Kim Jong-un is in this game, and we know just from motion pictures and things that the North Koreans can become highly offended. Haven't had any threats, have you?
No, we've had no threats. Fortunately, and it's a big reason why we take such a lighthearted approach. I mean, throwing Kim Jong up against, you know, Frankenstein Lincoln, I think it definitely kind of normalizes the situation. It's not so tense. It's a big reason we went through a lot of time in development making sure that nobody would take major offense to what occurs within the application.
There they are, Chad Lee and Taylor Scott from Icon, and through React Games, they have put out President's Run. It's available on iOS right now, coming soon to the Android phones and applications as well. Chad, Taylor, congratulations on the game. Thanks for stopping by, and let's catch up down the road.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back on Sports Byline.
Is changing so fast these days. You ever feel like you're not keeping up personally or professionally? Enter Elevated Media ESQ. Elevating with Marsha allows you to advertise in a forum you never thought possible. They feature a business in an interview-type fashion, which is comfortable, amazingly affordable, and flexible. Not only that, the feature on your business is then formulated into a podcast for convenient on-demand listening 24/7, 365. These times we're living in demand a different, clearer, more concise message. Does this sound like how you feel about how you market and advertise your business? Reach out today, no matter how big or small your business is. Elevating with Marsha is highly effective, and you'll be so grateful for the superfans she'll create. Email hello at elevatedmediaesq.com. Elevated Media ESQ, changing your business for the better.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm sorry, it's the pleats. It's actually an optical illusion. It's the pattern on the pants. It's not flattering in the crotchal region. I'm actually taking them back right now, taking them back to the pants store.
Tittle is a majestic stallion.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Continuing on with Rick's Picks. By the way, we have open lines the rest of the way. If you'd like to get in and have yourself heard before we went into the weekend. The Colts and the Vikings are both looking at themselves in the mirror saying, how the hell did we start off 0-1? I mean, we're playoff teams here. What's going on, man? Yeah, what's going on? Well, the Colts drafted Jonathan Taylor to complement their ground game, but now he's the starter and the finisher because he will be the workhouse guy. That's what the head coach, Frank Reich, has said, or known as France in Germany. Frank Reich, 5'10", 226 pounds, and weekend debut, 6 catches for 67 yards. He is a great player at Wisconsin. He became the first FBS player to go for 6,000 yards in 3 seasons, which is pretty amazing. But Marlon Mack is hurt, so he's going to get the load. And then you think about Minnesota. What are they known for? You say, well, Kirk Cousins, but it's that Mike Zimmer defense, right? Well, they allowed 43 points and 522 yards last week, which is the most of the Mike Zimmer era, and they have not started 0-2 since 2013. And Philip Rivers, how is he going to do with the Colts? He threw 2 interceptions. T.Y. Hilton dropped the last 2 passes of the game. He said it has gnawed at him all week. But, you know, after the very strange home opener, the Vikings make their first road trip where they say a crowd, if you want to call it that, will be up to 2,500. 2,500, I guess, rich people. And so, I mean, the Colts have been very inhospitable to Minnesota, which has lost all 11 games that they played in either Baltimore or Indy. That is the only franchise that the Vikings have never beaten on the road. That's pretty amazing. I don't care how bad you are or how dynastic the other side is. How do you go 0-11 in the history of the franchise? Well, Philip Rivers remembers hanging posters of some quarterback greats on his bedroom wall, but this week he could be joining some and surpassing some others, because two more touchdown passes and 366 yards, he'll become the sixth member of the 400 TD and the 60,000-yard clubs. And 24 completions, he will pass Dan Marino for fifth all-time, just under 5,000. And if he does start, that'll make his 226th consecutive start, which is 11th all-time. He'll be tying Terrell Suggs there. And one more win will give him 124, which will tie him with Fran Tarkenton for number 8th all-time. But, I mean, what are you going to do? It doesn't matter if you lose, right? By the way, Xavier Rhodes, 7 seasons with the Vikings before signing with Indy as a free agent. And he's not bitter. He said, quote, "When I was practicing against those guys when I was there, we were competing each and every day. So it's going to be the same right there on the field, but I'm going to be able to tackle them this time." Yes, it's true. this is a hard one, but I'm going to go ahead and take the Colts at home here. I will pick the Vikings to begin 0-2. Now, the 49ers, another team that is shocked that it lost. But as I said, this is one that I got wrong. But I thought I gave a little caveat that Arizona is the bogey team for the 49ers in the last few years. They just are. They lost to Josh Rosen twice. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And they're heading 3,000 miles to New Jersey after they messed up their fourth quarter lead in their opener. Now, I picked the Jets to be the very worst team in the NFL this year. So I'm going to pick the 49ers to win this game. But as I said, it's tricky when you go to the East Coast. And the Jets did look awful. They lost at Buffalo last Sunday. But the Niners, Richard Sherman has a calf. He's out. George Kittle with a knee is uncertain to play. Debo Samuel didn't play in the opener. Brandon Ayuk didn't play in the opener. Garoppolo got a lot of criticism. But the Jets know what the Niners are dealing with. Le'Veon Bell has a hammy. He's out. He's on IR. Jamison Crowder, their leading receiver, has a hammy. It's a lot more strain on Sam Darnold, who I'm not a big fan of talent-wise. But Emmanuel Mosley filling in for Sherman and Akello Weatherspoon on the other side. The Niners don't want either of these guys really to start a corner, but they have to. But, you know, you think about Shanahan remembering studying Frank Gore's college film back in the day when he was a quality control coach in 2004, and Gore is still going 16 years later. The third leading rusher in NFL history, which is no one would guess that. They just won't. I think Raheem Mostert's going to have a big day. I don't think that the Niners need to do a lot of passing in this, and I think San Francisco will win. By the way, they're favored by a touchdown on the road, which is rare. The Eagles and the Rams, this one's hard to pick. Rams are 1-0, Eagles are 0-1. I will go, this is one of these games when I can't decide, I just go with the home team. And I think, I mean, if you look at Goff and Wentz, they went 1-2 in the draft. And you almost always when quarterbacks go 1-2, it doesn't work out. Well, it has worked out for these guys. Wentz was third in NFL MVP voting. He got his team to the Super Bowl, couldn't play in it. Goff did lead his team to the Super Bowl. But I like the Eagle is schön. I like the Eagles in this one. A couple more morning games. The Packers host the Lions, and normally you just kind of wave your hand and say, oh, the Packers are going to win this. Do we really need to break it down? Remember, their leading rusher is Adrian Peterson. He's still going, but Aaron Rodgers last week was Aaron Rodgers. 4 touchdown passes, no interceptions. Matt Stafford wasn't Matt Stafford, because Matt Stafford will usually go 3-1. He had 1 TD and 1 touchdown pass. I'm not a big Matt Patricia guy either. I will go for the Pack at home. The Bears host the Giants. And the Bears were behind, and they were able to pull out a victory in the end in week one. Mitchell Trubisky hanging on at Ford Field last week. The Giants lost at Pittsburgh on Monday Night Football by 10. But the Bears are coming off an 8-8 year, and they went out and spent a lot of money on a quarterback who's not playing yet, and they don't need him. Trubisky was 3 touchdowns, no picks. Daniel Jones, 2 picks in that game. It's at Soldier Field. I don't think either of these teams are going to go to the playoffs, but I'll take Chicago. Chicago, Chicago, it's a wonderful time. And, you know, Daniel Jones, these quarterbacks need to get help. I mean, you move up in the draft, you select him, Dave Gittleman, you shock everyone, and he said, he's the guy, that's the guy I want to go with. Well, all right, that's the guy you want to go with. Why don't you get him some weapons? Why don't you get some to block for him? I know it's year two, but at some point, you can't just throw a guy out there and expect him to succeed if you don't have the weapons, especially when you send Beckham to Cleveland. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. More picks on the other side.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, traffic has been crazy lately, right? And rush hour? Forget it. Nobody wants to let you merge onto the highway. But hey, somebody let you merge or you wouldn't be there. So, drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Superstart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts are designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a Superstart battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Our professional parts people can help you find just what you need. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912.
800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at Yo Mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Nice to have you with us wherever you're listening, all around the world. All around the world. I was looking at some funny stats. Zach Gallen, who's one of the only Diamondbacks who's really shown up, he's had a fantastic season. He has made 126 throws to first. Now, they go in the book as a pickoff attempt, but how many times is it really a pickoff attempt? Maybe a quarter of the time? Usually it's like, get back over there, sassy face. It's never like a, jump off the rover, I got you. It's usually just go back. Zach Gallen has 126 pickoff attempts, zero pickoffs. Next is Griffin Canning with 45. And then Robbie Ray with 41 and Corbin Burnes with 40, which means that the next three combined still don't make what he had. So maybe that's what you need to do to be a successful pitcher. The pickoff attempt. All right. Let's get to the afternoon games on Sunday. The Cardinals will be hosting Washington football team, Commonwealth of Independent States. And they both started off 1-0, and they were both very surprising. 1-0s, as the I mentioned, the I almost called them the Aztecs, the Arizona Cardinals. That'll be San Diego State. Arizona Cardinals went into San Francisco or Santa Clara and won their game, and then Washington scored 27 unanswered points to knock off their division rival Philadelphia. They were up 17-0, and it got away from them. So the good news is it's going to keep rolling for one of these teams, but it's that marquee matchup of Arizona's potent offense against Washington's defensive line, which had a big game at Philly. And the Philly's offensive line's depleted, but Ryan Kerrigan had two sacks, and Chase Young, in his debut, number one overall pick, had 1.5 sacks. So Cliff Kingsbury, the Arizona coach, said it was pretty nerve-wracking watching their film. The 8 sacks causing turnovers, causing fumbles. They were really, really good. So we just have to have a great week of practice like we've done playing the 49ers. You just have to play for those edge rushers. End quote. And that's the thing. The Niners bring the house too. So if you think about the offense for Kyler Murray, he ran for 91 yards and threw for 224. So it was a little bit of a weird balance. But Ron Rivera, I almost called him the Redskins, Washington's head coach, said, he's just such an elusive guy. He just gives me anxiety. What you want to do is you want to keep a guy like that in the pocket. You want to keep that guy contained. You don't want to give him an opportunity to extend plays. With his athleticism and his arm, he can make plays. Yes. Well, the Cardinals were also behind 10-0 before they got their momentum back. So how's it going to go this week? This is down in the Valley of the Sun. I'll take the Arizona Cardinals. The Chargers will be taking on the champion Kansas City Chiefs in an AFC West tilt. This will be in Los Angeles. And the Chargers' long wait for their shiny new home ends when they go into SoFi, you're so fine. Oh, Ricky, you're so fine. Stadium, Mickey. But it might be some rude guests that come in. The Chiefs have won 11 of the past 12 against Kansas City. They've taken the past 6 on the road as well. Kansas City got 34 points in the blink of an eye over the Texans and their opener, who I think are a better team
and the Chargers, if you go back to last season, just overall county playoffs, they've won 10 games in a row. And that began with their victory over the Chargers in Mexico City last year. There's just weapons everywhere. Now, the Chargers' defense, they have a good pass rush, and they can contain Patrick Mahomes at times. In the past they have, but it just doesn't translate to wins. The Chargers came off their three-point win at Cincinnati, which makes them feel a lot better. Just the whole thing about Dean Spanos, he wanted a new stadium. So now he's sleeping on the futon at this SoFi Stadium, and he got his wish. It's probably good that they don't have any fans in the stands, like they say A's Mariners on a Monday night, because I don't think there are a lot of Charger fans, quite honestly, anywhere in the world, much less Los Angeles. I'll take the Chiefs on the road. By the way, they're favored by 8.5 on the road. The Texans are 0-1, and they're at home against the Ravens. The Ravens are a 7-point favorite. This is where I'm going to turn the tables here. This is my upset special. If you want to go just by covering, I don't like the Ravens in this game. And it's not because of anything about Lamar Jackson, who last week threw for 275 and ran for 45, threw 3 touchdowns, no picks. Deshaun Watson was not great in his first game against Kansas City with a pick and a touchdown pass as well. I just think that the Texans are too good to go 0-2. I don't care who they are playing. After they lost on the road, they're going to come home to Houston, and I just think they're going to get it together. There will not be any fans, by the way, at NRG Stadium. Team officials made the announcement last month, and J.J. Watt said he can't remember the last time he played a game at any level without a crowd. He said that he remembers when he played youth football, he could hear his grandfather going nuts. Watt said, as an athlete, if you can't get yourself ready and amped up to compete against another team and to compete at the highest level, then you really probably shouldn't be out there in the first place. Yes. By the way, Patrick Queen, a guy who I really liked in college, and I thought maybe the Raiders might draft, the Ravens took him, and he was put right at middle linebacker, and he had a great game. He led the team in tackles, and he had a sack. He was very explosive at LSU, and now he's explosive in the NFL. Queen was asked about the NFL on his debut. He said, it's what I expected, and I wanted to do better than I did, but I'm grateful for what I got. I prayed about it, slept on it, dreamed of making plays. Well, the Texans don't have playmakers like DeAndre Hopkins anymore, but Will Fuller did step up last week. And as I said, a lot of people will be like, what? And other people will be like, what? And other people will be like, what? But I'm taking the Texans in this one. Once again, what? The Seahawks host the Patriots on Sunday Night Football. And Bill Belichick said, basically, to paraphrase, that he says that Russell Wilson's underrated and he doesn't see a better quarterback in the entire NFL. He wouldn't have said that last year for obvious reasons. By the way, Russell Wilson last week, 4 touchdown passes, no picks. Cam Newton was doing his Michael Vick impression. No touchdowns, no interceptions, but ran for 75 and 2 touchdowns as well. Who did Bill Belichick replace as New England head coach? Pete Carroll, 20 years ago. It's pretty amazing. And back then, if you'd say 2 decades later, will you be regarded as 2 of the best coaches? And probably say, yes, we do. But Carroll said, neither of us are fly-by-night guys. There's a real fundamental connection that we were raised right by the people we grew up under, but I do think it's a lot easier to stay with it when you win. It's hard if you get your butt kicked week in, week out, hard to hold your job and these opportunities. Well, Belichick also added, when you're trying to do a good job in the situation that you're in, the fact is that we're still coaching and our paths are still crossing. I guess we've done pretty well or somebody would have replaced us. I have a ton of respect for all that Pete's accomplished, both at Seattle, USC, and other places in his career as well. Really? Do you really admire what he did with the New York Jets? Here's the thing. Who's older? Well, Belichick is. Wrong! Pete Carroll is older by a year. Pete Carroll's 69. And Bill Belichick is 68. Two of the oldest coaches, 2 coaches both trying to get to 2-0
as well. And remember, Jamal Adams, they gave up a lot to get him, did Seattle, and in his debut, he led the team in tackles with 12, two tackles for a loss, and a sack as well, taking a lot of the pressure off of Bobby Wagner at running back. I want to see what happens with Cam Newton, how they run him this week. And by the way, Nick Folk was not perfect in week one as the Patriots kicker, nor was Justin Ruhrvasa. But for now, Nick Folk is the guy. This will be one of the loudest venues in the NFL if there were fans. Well, no fans will be allowed in Century League Field for at least 3 home games. And this is a stadium that has caused literally seismic activity. I believe the Seahawks will win this game. And we'll talk more about it on Monday. But we will have the first ever game of the Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas. And it was supposed to be a big celebration. No. But they'll have the New Orleans Saints coming in, fresh off beating Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. There'll be a national televised audience. A $2 billion stadium built mostly with tax money that was supposed to go to state of Nevada schools. Mark Davis said he won't go until the fans can go. Derek Carr said, "It still is, as a football fan, a cool feeling to be able to play on Monday night. We wish our city here, Las Vegas, we wish they could experience it with us. I'm sure they'll be around somewhere. I'm sure there is a certain street or strip that they'll be on that our fans will be at. But I wish they could be there, but hopefully it feels the same energy and all those kinds of things." Derek Carr, what? You want them to gather? Are we not supposed to gather right now? John Gruden said, "Mark Davis is the owner of this team, and he's very passionate about our fan base. We're so excited to have our debut in front of our Raider fans here in Vegas. It's disappointing, though." Well, that's the stupidest thing John Gruden has ever said in his life. Because if he cared about Raider fans, he wouldn't have moved them away. Not in front of the new fake ones. "I'm traveling out there, Rick. I'm real." All right, not you. I didn't mean you. But Sean Payton and John Gruden have coached together before. They've known each other for a long time. They have connections under Ray Rhodes. I don't know. I'd like to say the Raiders are going to win this, but the Raiders really should have lost against Carolina if Matt Rhule didn't screw it up for them by not giving the ball to McCaffrey. The Saints, I don't see the Raiders stopping Kamara. I think Drew Brees will go a little nuts. And if he doesn't go nuts, they'll do a trick play to Taysom Hill at some point. So, and by the way, in this game, the Saints are favored by 5.5. I think they win by a touchdown. I hope I'm wrong, though. Go Raiders. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Bio.
Who's watching? Who's watching me?
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Oh, thank you for that. A couple minutes left in the show. There were reports in the Celtics locker room after the Game 2 loss to the Heat last night that Marcus Smart was screaming and throwing things, calling his teammates BS and stuff. And then Brad Stevens, after the game, tried to deflect it and just say, defuse it. Guys are emotional after a hard loss. I remember Lisa Salters put her ear to the door and said, I heard Kerr and Draymond yelling at each other. It's like, well, the door's closed for a reason. Why are you putting your ear on it? Look, it happens. A lot of teams have said that about Miami. They're 10-1 in the damn playoffs. Nobody can figure them out. One other thing, I got an email about me asking me about if I wanted Jed Lowry back on the A's. Look, I don't even want Marcus Semien back, and he played every game last year. Jed Lowry, when you look at his contributions to the New York Mets, and I guess you could say through no fault of his own because he's been hurt, but he was there for a possible 222 games, and he played in 9, none of them in the field, so he didn't even need a glove the last two seasons. He made 8 total plate appearances. He got no hits, and he got 1 walk. And he made $20 million. So he literally received $20 million for a base on balls. The most. Now, you could say if you walk in the winning run in Game 7 of the World Series, that's an expensive walk because you don't get the cash from being champs and merch and all that. But if you look at it the other way, Jed Lowry, the poor guy with his knee. Do I want Jed Lowry back on? Why would anybody even suggest that? Why would you even suggest it? $20 million for a 1 walk? As I said, I know he was hurt and he couldn't help it, I guess. But no, I don't even want the guy who was third in MVP voting last year. Jed Lowry, thanks for the... And what would he do? Would he throw another fit? He got traded to the A's 3 times and he had a baby over it. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific time.
man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.